Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters, again.
昨天晚上听到一个很不高兴的消息。
I heard a very unpleasing news yesterday.
我们这个印第安纳的这个篮球队输了。
Most of you know that Notre Dame didn't win the next football game.
我上一次八月来的时候，我上一次来啊，八月的时候。
Last time when I came here was in August. In August, last time the football game they lost.
所以我感觉到很伤感。
So I'm don't feel very good about this today.
所以今年决定不会再来。
So I decided I'm not gonna come back again.
This year.
Sorry.
yeah. 我想我们。 这个姐妹们可能没有太多感觉啊。
So most of sisters may not have a lot of thoughts about this.
啊，因为对这个什么篮球啦、足球啦，管他什么球的。And
most of them probably don't care about the scores and all this kind of ball.
但是我想大部分的弟兄都很在意啊。But
most of the brothers probably care this very much.
我家里也是这样子。And
I have the same situation in my family.
啊，我家里呢就三个女的，两个男的。I
have three girls and two boys.
Yeah. 没有啊。All
right, three,
two male. 我也可以算是 boy 啦，因为是 big boy.
All right, so two men and three women, and include myself.
Yeah.然后这个每一次讲起这些球啊什么，他们就跑开了。
So every time we talk about football game, they don't feel interested and they all run away.
然后他们就会讲什么呢？讲什么地方 on sale 啦，买什么东西啦。They
always talk about. They always talk about things on sale in different places.
呀，我想我上一次来的时候，我有跟大家分享到说，我们基督徒有三个的大仇敌。Last
time I shared with the main message, most Christians are facing three major enemies.
过去我跟大家分享过两个仇敌。I
have shared with you two out of three major enemies.
不晓得你们还记得吗？
I don't know whether you recall these two enemies at all.
第一个大仇敌，
the number one enemy.
世界，
the secular world.
有没有？我们要这个世界是我们的仇敌。
The world is our enemy.
然后第二个大仇敌，
the number two enemy
是自己啊，老我
is your old self.
那今天又跟大家来分享第三个仇敌。
So now I want to share with you the third the third enemy.
是什么呢？
And who is he?
就是撒旦。
It's Satan.
那这撒旦是，如果我问大家呢，就是说你相信圣经吗？
And the first thing I want to ask you is the question: Do you believe what's in the Bible?
我想很几乎每个人都会举手啊。
Most of the people will raise their hand. They believe the Bible.
我问你，你相信有神吗？
If I ask you, do you believe there's a God?
哦，更是哇，举双手。
Most of the people all raise their hand. They'll admit that.
那我如果问你有没有撒旦？
If I ask you a question whether there is existence of Satan,
有人就会皱皱眉头，这样应该有啊。
And some people still gonna have some doubt and frown and say possibly there's a Satan.
我觉得很奇怪的东西。
And often I doubt and kind of wonder.
其实这些都是在圣经里面讲的。
And all of those all being recorded and talked about in the Bible.
如果我们相信圣经的话，
If we believe.
我们就相信有神。
Then we believe there's a God.
像我们相信有神的话，
If we believe there's a God,
圣经讲也有撒旦。
And then the Bible also said there's a Satan.
所以我们也要相信有撒旦。
So we all should believe there's a Satan.
我知道今天这个时代很不喜欢听一些不好听的一些的名词。
So currently, we don't quite welcome those words we don't like.
撒旦是一个。
Satan is one of those words we don't like to talk about.
再一个呢，就是地狱。
And the other one we don't want to like to talk about is the hell.
所以不久前有一本很畅销的书，叫做 God Wins.
So there is a very popular book that was published.
就是 Rob Bell 所写的。
It's published by Rockwell.
我不知道多少个人看过《鸡蛇传》。
I don't know whether you have read this book.
OK， 你看有些人看过啊。那这本书就讲到说，其实啊，神是爱。
This book talks about God is love.
所以呢，最后呢，世界最后呢，这位慈爱的神啊。
So eventually, this the love of God, the God of love,
是会帮助所有的人都得救。
So it will help everybody to receive this salvation.
慈爱的神怎么可能看到人呢，下地狱呢？
How would this God of love that able to see people and let them go down to the hell?
他怎么忍心呢？
How can he have such a heart to tolerate that?
所以那一本书就告诉我们说，哎。 最终这些人都能够得救的。So
this book talk about all these people can be saved.
哇，这本书如果你上网啊，你去点击啊。If
you go to search this book on internet,
上百万的点击。There's
a couple millions of.
所以表示说好多人去看。Okay,
it's a couple hits on that website. So there's a lot of people trying to read that book.
而且大家看了都觉得很喜欢。
So that actually people are very happy and feel pleased to read that book.
但是这个是圣经的完全的教导吗？
But is this really the true recording from the Bible?
肯定不是。
I don't believe so.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天来思想，讲到撒旦的时候，圣经有至少四个地方讲到撒旦的名称。
So we talk about Satan today, there's a four place that has the name of Satan recorded.
第一处的经文记载在 启示录20章第2节。The
first recording is from Revelation chapter 20.
那边讲到说，撒旦的名称就是龙、古蛇、魔鬼。It
talks about the name of Satan is dragon and ancient serpents and devil.
那个是在启示录第20章第2节。It
was recorded in Revelation chapter 20, verses 2.
所以圣经讲得很清楚，在这一节里面，他讲他抓住那龙。 就是古蛇，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑1000年。It
says over here, he sees the dragon and ancient serpent, who is devil or Satan, and bound him for 1000 years.
好，那这个呢，就给我们看到说，圣经讲得很清楚，有一天，撒旦的结局，啊，撒旦有一个的结局。
So it was talk about the eternal outcome of Satan.
但是这个还不是最后的。
But this is not the end of it.
然后圣经讲到最后1000年之后。
And in the Bible talk about after this 1000 years passed.
撒旦还是要被释放出来。
And it talk about Satan going to be released again.
然后要面对永远的审判。
He's going to face the eternal judgment.
就是硫磺的火湖。
It's going to be going to this the fire lakes of sulfur.
啊，所以这个撒旦的名称在启示录20章第2节讲得非常清楚。So
it's very clearly defined the name of Satan.
所以有任何跟龙、古蛇、魔鬼这些有相关的，我们都要非常小心。So
we all need to be very on alert anything related to the dragons, the ancient serpents, and the devil.
还有第二处的圣经讲到，在以弗所书第2章第2节。And
second place that recorded Satan is in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2.
这里讲到撒旦是空中掌权的首领。It
talks about Satan is the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
我们请我们的弟兄用英文读一下。Okay,
here recorded says, As you know, you were dead in you because your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air. The spirit who is now at work is those who are disobedient. So talk about he's a ruler of the kingdom of the air.
所以换句话说，现在神允许撒旦。 在这个空中来做掌权。So
it means the God giving the power that he can have the dominion in this kingdom of the air.
这个是神允许他暂时有的权利。So
God authorized him to have this temporal power.
然后第三处讲到撒旦的名称，在彼得前书第5章第8节。So
it plays the talk about Satan's name in the First Peter chapter 5, verses 8.
我们请我的弟兄来读一下，用英文。
In a new NIV version says, "Be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour."
那这里讲到你们的仇敌。
This one talk about your enemies.
所以撒旦是人的仇敌。
So Satan is the enemy of people.
更准确一点呢，是基督徒的仇敌。
To be more precise, it's the enemy of Christians.
所以撒旦在寻找基督徒来吞吃。
So Satan's looking for Christian to devour.
因为非基督徒已经在他的掌握之下。
Because non-Christians already in his control.
然后第四处讲到撒旦的名称。在约翰福音第八章四十四节
The fourth place that talk about Satan's name is John chapter 8 verses 44.
再次请我们的弟兄来用英文读出
NIV said, it says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and hold on to the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar.And the fathers of lies.
特别注意后面那一句话，他讲到撒旦是什么呢？是说谎之人的父。
Pay attention. What's the last lesson? The last verse. It says Satan is the father of lies.
所以任何的一个说谎，最终的源头就是在撒旦那里出。
So any kind of lies are rooted in Satan.
所以圣经告诉我们，做基督徒，我们就不讲谎话。
So Bible says, as a Christian, you don't tell lies.
圣经说是就说是，不是就说不是。
Bible said, when it's yes, say yes. When it's no, say no.
若是多说，就出于那恶者。
If you say more than that, then things are coming out from the evil.
所以我们来继续思想一下，圣经讲到这四个地方撒旦的名称。
So we talk about the four places that Satan's name in the reference in the Bible.
你说到底撒旦怎么来的
？So what is how does Satan how does Satan come from?
怎么上帝造撒旦呢
？How would God create Satan at all?
是吗？上帝不会造撒旦。
I don't believe God will create Satan.
圣经讲神所造的都是好的。
God once says what He's created is all it's good.
不但是好，而且圣经说是甚好。
And not only good, it's actually very good.
所以这里给我们思想一下，如果是这样子的话
，So let's think about it. If this really is what it is,
这怎么会有撒旦呢
？So how come there is a Satan?
如果上帝没有造撒旦，怎么会有撒旦呢
？So if God did not create Satan, why would there be an existence of Satan?
那所以这里就让我们思想到有两处的经文。
So when we think about this, there's two places that recorded in the Bible.
就告诉我们这个撒旦的由来。
So it talks about the origin of Satan.
一处呢，就是在以赛亚书十四章。
One place from Isaiah chapter 14.
另外一处呢，在以西结书第二十八章。
And the other one is from Ezekiel chapter 28.
那刚才主席所读的就是在以赛亚书十四章。这段的经文
The verses we just read precisely let us read is from Isaiah chapter 14.
当我们看仔细看这段经文的时候
When we read this, this passage very carefully,
如果你有圣经
If you have a Bible,
你看它的上下文
If you look at the context of that passage,
他在讲谁呢
What he was talking about
他其实是在讲当时的巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒
It was talking about a king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon.
当时是针对尼布甲尼撒王所发的一个的预言。
It was talking about proclaim what's the outcome of the king Nebuchadnezzar.
那圣经所讲的预言就是还没有发生之前，神已经透过他的使者来做出这样的一个宣告。
When Bible prophesied something, it was talking about something that's going to happen in the future before it happens.
但是很奇妙的，当读这段经文的时候
，amazingly, when you read this passage,
它不完全讲到尼布甲尼撒王的事情。
It doesn't even simply mention talk about the king Nebuchadnezzar.
上下文有没有讲到尼布甲尼撒王？有。
It did talk about in the context about this king Nebuchadnezzar.
但是呢，以后你再仔细看，他讲的更超越了。
And actually, when you read the context right after that, it talks about more than King Nebuchadnezzar.
呀，特别讲到说，好像第九节他下到阴间。
In verse 9, it says, he will go to the hell.
然后第十二节讲到明亮之星，早晨之子。
And in verse 12, talk about morning star and son of the dawn.
特别是那个 son of dawn, 早晨之子，如果你有 King James Version 的话。
If you have a King James Version.
就是那个英文的坚定本。他怎么翻呢？
The translation for that is,
他把那个早晨之子，他直接翻译成 Lucifer.
It's Lucifer, Lucifer.
路西弗是谁呢？
Who is Lucifer?
就是堕落的天使长。
It's the fallen, lead of the angel.
所以许多的解经家都认为这一段的经文就是讲到撒旦的堕落。
So a lot of Bible experts talking about this verse is actually relating to the fall of Satan.
他怎么会堕落呢？
How come there's a fall of him?
请你读第十三节。
So if you read verses 13,
我们用中文来一起读。
That's really
来一二，请。你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众心以上。我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。第十四节，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。与至上者同等呢
？I want to be the same as the people at the highest.
换句话说，他要跟神同等。
It means he want to be an equal to God.
这个是谁
？So who is this？
就是。堕落的天使长。
So this is the fallen of the lead of the angel.
然后以西结书第二十八章
，and then in Ezekiel chapter 28,
15-19
in verses 15-19,
这里特别也讲到撒旦的堕落。
It also mentioned the fall of Satan.
请你注意第十五节
，in verse 15, Ezekiel chapter 28.
他说：“你从受造之物所行的都完全。”
So you were created, you were blameless in your way from the day you were created.
如果你仔细去看这段经文的上下文
，If you read the context in that passage，
是对这个胎儿发出的这个的预言。
So it prophesies what's going to happen.
对这个胎儿，这个国家
，It's talk about this the country Tyre.
但是这里就以后就发现到所讲的超越的形容太恶了。
And again, something is it goes beyond just the country of Tyre.
所以解经家也认为这一段的经文是讲到堕落的天使长。
So Bible experts also talk about this verse is also related to the fall of Satan.
他讲到受造之日所行的都完全。
It talks about when you're created, you were blameless.
第十七节。
In verse 17.
你因美丽心中高傲。
Your heart become proud on account of your beauty.
又因荣光败坏智慧。
And you corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor.
我已将你摔倒在地。
So I throw you to the earth.
所以你看，这个形容就是讲到说，当神造这个天使长的时候，他的被造是完全。
So it says when he created the leaders of the angel, he was blameless.
然后呢，他是这个极其的美丽。
Then he's.Extremely, he's full of extreme beauty.
那以后呢，他就从那里呢，就堕落了。
And after that, start the fall.
美丽是一个危机。
So sometimes beauty could create a certain crisis.
好多的明星很美丽。
A lot of movie stars, they all very beautiful.
但是你发现到他们的。故事也很美丽。
But sometimes you know that the story is all filled with all kinds of events.
但你就发现到这些人为什么会这样呢
？So So you will wonder sometime why are there certain kind of outcome for those people?
美丽不是很好吗?
Don't you wonder beauty is a good thing?
为什么我们要照镜子?
Why do you want to look yourself in the mirror?
给自己看好看啊?
In the morning, you want to make sure yourself is presentable.
要不要美丽啊?
Do you like beauty?
当然要啊!
Of course.
美丽不是不好。
Beauty is not a bad thing.
但是美丽有危机。
But there is certain kind of crisis relating to beauty.
不小心的时候会跟随撒旦的这个脚中。
So sometimes there's a booby trap on those because you're following the footstep of Satan.
撒旦不但是美丽而堕落。
Satan is full of beauty and he fell.
他更是因为骄傲而堕落。
He fell because of his pride.
圣经给我们看到当时在使徒行传第12章。
A Bible recording in Acts chapter 12.
讲到当时的西律王。
Talk about the King Herod.
他出来演说的时候。
He come to speak out to the audience.
当时的听众听到的。
When the people heard his speech,
他们说这个不是人的声音哎，是神的声音啊。They
said, "This is the voice of God, not of a man."
但是圣经说，西律王不将荣耀归给神。But
Bible recorded immediately, Herod did not give a praise to God.
结果呢，神就派了虫把他咬死。And
then God sends the worm to kill him.
但以理书第4章。
In Daniel chapter 4,
讲到尼布甲尼撒王,
talk about King Nebuchadnezzar.
他做了一个梦,
he had a dream.
那个梦没有人能够解释,
no one can interpret that dream.
其实那个梦呢,其实就是在讲他,
and that moon actually was a manifestation about what's going to happen to him.
结果怎么成就的呢?
So how was that dream fulfilled?
因为那个梦呢，就是讲到尼布甲尼撒王的衰败。So
that dream is it's about the fall of the king Nebuchadnezzar.
怎么可能呢?
So how could this happen?
当时的巴比伦是何等的伟大。Back
then, the kingdom of Babylon is a very powerful kingdom.
他把以色列整个国家把它消灭掉。
He take over the entire state of Israel.
他是当时的强国。
He's Babylon is a mighty kingdom.
但是圣经就预言他的衰败。
But Bible prophesies the fall of Babylon.
特别讲到这个尼布甲尼撒王。
Especially talk about King Nebuchadnezzar.
讲到他有一段时间他要吃草如牛。
And then talk about one time he's going to eat grass.
怎么发生的呢?
How did this happen?
有一天,
so one day,
尼布甲尼撒王,
so King Nebuchadnezzar,
他对自己说,
he said to himself,
这大巴比伦,
the kingdom of Babylon,
岂不是我尼布甲尼撒王一手把它建造起来的吗?
It's created in my hand, with my hand.
以后不久,
And afterwards,
神的刑罚就临到他的身上,
and the punishment of God.
果然他有七年的时间在历史当中消失掉。
So it was about 7 years the kingdom of Babylon disappeared.
历史学家找不到这七年这个尼布甲尼撒跑到哪里去。
Okay, within that 7 years, he disappeared. So they couldn't find any recording about King Nebuchadnezzar.
以后又再出现。
And then after the 7 years of inexistence, and then he appeared again.
圣经讲他吃草如牛。
And then Bible described that he was eating grass like cows.
所以弟兄姐妹, 骄傲会使人跌倒。
So brother and sister, pride will lead us to fall.
看重自己的这个美貌也会有危机使人跌倒。
So overly focused on beauty that will also lead you to fall.
所以我们要小心不要跟随撒旦的脚中。
So we need to be mindful not to follow the steps of Satan.
像你说撒旦的作为是什么呢?
So now, what is Satan's works?
那撒旦他有三方面的作为。
So Satan had three different kind of works.
在圣经当中很清楚的来给我们交代。
And Bible has a very clear recording.
第一方面，他是试探人。
The first time, first thing is tempting people.
那雅各书第一章13节这样子说。
In James 13 it says,
人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探。 他也不试探人。It
says, when tempted by people shouldn't say to be tempted by God.
谁试探人呢?
So who's tempting people?
撒旦试探人。
Satan is the one that tempts.
试探人的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of tempting people?
试探人的目的是要让人软弱跌倒。
So the purpose of tempting people is to corrupt people and weaken people.
撒旦试探基督徒。
So Satan would try to tempt Christians.
让刚强的基督徒变成软弱的基督徒。
So the strong Christian will become weak Christians.
撒旦试探基督徒。
Satan is tempting Christians.
让有信心的基督徒变成没信心。
So the Christian of faith will become a Christian of no faith.
我们的主,
our ancestors,
在马太福音第四章的时候，圣经说, 他也受到试探。
In Matthew chapter 4, it says, Jesus also was being tempted.
而且你仔细看马太福音第四章，那里还说是圣灵引导他的。
In chapter 4, it said that was the Spirit led him to that temptation.
所以换句话说，试探很多时候是神许可。
So a lot of time you understand tempting in Christian is allowed by God.
所以在那里，撒旦试探耶稣什么？
So over there, what was Satan trying to tempt Jesus?
三方面
was the three different things.
眼目的情欲。
Was the desire of flesh desire.
肉体的情欲,
your earthly desire.
今生的骄傲,
the pride of this world.
肉体的情欲,
there was flesh desire.
当时耶稣禁食了40天,
so Jesus was fasting for 40 days.
撒旦告诉他, 你把石头变成食物。
And Satan asked Jesus, why don't you turn rocks into food?
耶稣有没有这样做?
Did Jesus do that? No, he didn't do that.
他说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是看上帝口里所出的话。
So he said, man doesn't live just because of food. They live by the words of God.
然后他就带他去到山上。
And then Satan led him to the mountains.
你看这些荣华富贵。
You see all these glories and all these things in this world.
只要你下拜。
If you bow down to me, you're going to have all of this.
眼目的情欲,
so it was this glory was seen in his eyes.
耶稣有没有跟他下拜?
So did Jesus bow down and ask for that?
没有,
he did not.
耶稣说, 当拜主你的神,
he said, I need to bow down to the Lord.
他又带他到去到殿顶,
and then he led him to the mount of the mountain, the very high mountain.
然后呢，去到殿顶的时候呢，就告诉他你可以跳下来。
So he was saying like, okay, you can jump off from this from the peak.
然后呢，他说神会派天使把你救起来。
So he says God will send angel to save you.
耶稣有没有跳下去？
Did Jesus do that?
没有。
He didn't do that.
耶稣说什么？不可以试探主你的神。
He says we cannot try our God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们发现到。 撒旦试探人，连我们的主都被试探。
So when Satan try us, you also understand that he also try our Jesus Christ as well.
请问撒旦会不会试探你呢？
So you will ask your question: would Satan trying to tempt you in any way?
会不会试探我呢？
Would that tempt me as well?
肯定会。
Absolutely.
第二方面，
Second aspect of
撒旦也诱惑人。
He will also confuse people.
创世纪第三章第一节，我们就知道为什么始祖亚当夏娃会犯罪。
It was talked about. We know that our ancestor. Why would they commit sins back then?
就是因为他们受到撒旦的诱惑。
Because they were seduced by Satan.
然后呢，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第三章第五节，圣经这样说
：In First Thessalonians chapter 3:5, it says，
为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的，到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter had tempted you, and that our labors might have been in vain.
保罗很关心的一件事情，就是他辛辛苦苦为主所做的这些的工作，恐怕那个诱惑人来的，把他诱惑掉了。
So Paul is very concerned about what he has done. His work will be tempting. Everything will turn in vain.
然后他就前功尽废。
And then everything will be just turned into nothing.
提摩太前书第四章第一节也讲到说，到后来末世的时候呢，将会有许多诱惑人的事情出现。
And also in the Timothy First Timothy chapter 4, it says, at the later time, there will be hypocritical lies and a lot of different things happen at the end time.
今天撒旦用种种的方法来诱惑人。
So Satan using all different type of tricks to tempt people.
我们发现到说他所用的这个诱惑跟欺骗，我觉得是很接近的。
So when I talk about this, what he's using is deceiving and tempting. They're actually all very close to each other.
那下一个就是讲到那个欺骗。
The next one we're going to talk about is deceiving.
我刚才讲到诱惑跟欺骗是非常接近。
And I was talking about tempting and deceiving. It's pretty close together.
我最近观察到一件的事情。
I was able to observe one particular thing.
我觉得这个是撒旦的工作。
This has to be the work of Satan.
那请问感恩节
？So when we have this Thanksgiving coming up,
当我们庆祝感恩节的时候，我们特别是基督徒，我们很珍惜那一个感恩节的晚上。
So as a Christian, we value very highly the date of the Thanksgiving.
然后呢，可以团聚，也可以用这个时间啊来招待一些我们的附近的这些亲友。大家有一个团聚的时间。
So we will have fellowship, we're welcoming people around us like neighborhood and friends all together.
当然有人也是很喜欢啊这个火鸡啊，特别是火鸡稀饭特别好吃。
Especially people like turkey and myself, I like this porridge made out of turkey.
啊，火鸡稀饭你们喜不喜欢吃啊
？Absolutely.
啊，这个弟兄说 OK 啊。从去年开始。
From starting last year,
Thanksgiving sale, Black Friday sale, 换改变了
and it started changing. You got this Thanksgiving sale and Black Friday.
本来那个 Black Friday sale 通常是什么时候啊
？And you know that usually the Black
Friday,
Friday started out Friday,
对不对？而且是 Black 的，就是七早八早很暗的时候。
Is started out dawn, that when the sky is still dark.
有没有去排队买个东西啊？
Have you ever lined up to get that kind of sale?
又很暗啊。
It was cold and it's pretty dark.
又很多人啊。
And of course, there's going to be a lot of people trying to find the Best Buy.
我也拍过。
I was also one of the person in line for that too.
特别我小孩要我去买，我就去啊。
So my children urged me to buy something for them. So
有时候我觉得，哎，这个是很划得来啊。
Well, so that definitely it pays the efforts.
但是去年开始
，starting last year，
哎，十点钟，星期四十点钟就可以开始买了。
So it started out like 10 p.m. Thursday, the day before.
那请问他十点钟可以开始买，你几点要去排队啊
？So if it starts 10 p.m., when do you think the line going to start up？
啊，姐妹比较清楚
，Sister probably know about this。
今年呢？
So starting this year,
几点呢？六点钟。
It starts at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
六点钟下午就可以开始开了。
So the store gonna open for this black, on sale.
六点钟开始开，你几点要去排队啊
？So when you gonna get there if the store is open at 6 p.m.?
我还没有讲那个 online 的哦。online 的现在已经开了。
I haven't talked about all the online sales, they already started.
我再告诉你, 很快的,
So I prophesize next year.
我不敢讲 prophesy.
I'm predicting what's going to happen next year.
差不多了。所以呢,就是说, 可能到一个地步就没有感恩节了。So
eventually, you may not have this kind of Thanksgiving celebration.
就变成是shopping day.
It's become a season of shopping.
连要好好的家人吃一餐的时间都没有了。So
maybe the time together for a family meal is not.
你知道在美国多忙吗？
You know that.
你知道在美国有多忙吗？ 如果你不知道，你回去国内看一看那些人。
If you don't know.
跟他们比，我们这里忙多了。
So if you don't know how busy you are, then you compare the people coming from China, you know that. That's a true statement.
Yeah, 你就发现到说, 难得有一个感恩节, 大家能够相聚。
So it's very, very, it's a true treasure that we'll be able to gather together.
连这样的时间呢, 我告诉你, 都慢慢的没有了。
So this kind of time for gathering, it kind of started to disappear.
很抱歉, 我需要这样讲。
I'm sorry, I have to say this.
如果今天我们当中有人想这个 Thanksgiving 6点钟要去买东西的话，你要悔改。So
the people already plan to participate 6 o'clock shopping, so you should kind of like repent.
我和我家已经决定不去了。My
and my household had decided not to go for that sale.
我告诉你，这些都不是我们基督徒应该要做的。And
those are the things that.
我不是说那些 sale 是假的。
I don't believe we should do that. I didn't say things are not, for the sale is not good.
我乃是说我们做基督徒，我们一定要看到我们的价值观在哪里。
On the contrary, what I'm trying to focus, what is our worldview value of?
今天如果我们没有把我们的价值观放正确的时候,
If we didn't place our world value in the right place,
我告诉你，我们就很糟糕了。
And things will be turning to a dismay.
撒旦用种种方法在骗人的。Satan
will use all different tricks to tempt and deceive people.
我们讲 Christmas.
When we talk about Christmas,
撒旦说 No, Happy Holiday.
And Satan said, It's a happy holiday.
对啊，你去看你的卡，开始改了，好多次改了。So
when you see this Christmas card, some of those words they use start change.
再一个,
One more thing.
这个可能跟我们比较切身一点。So
maybe that's really, really close to our heart.
但不一定完全正确。May
not be exactly right.
你们听听看。So
why don't you listen to this?
教会没有牧师的时候。When
there's no pastor in our church.
大家都起来做。That
everybody.
每一个哇，这个有需要哇，我做。That
everybody volunteer to do something.
他们有需要我做。They
all willing to do.
不分彼此。And
there's no separation.
对，教会没有牧师啊。
Because there's no pastor in the church. This is our duty and our own duty.
牧师来了呢?
So when pastor comes,
牧师,
I said, it's all pastor's responsibility.
再补充一句,
now, I want to add one more thing. May God bless you.
对吗?
Is this correct?
完全错误啊!
This is on the contrary. It's we didn't. Trying to find a pastor to do things we were supposed to do.
完全错误.
It's completely wrong.
没有牧师的时候，我们做应该的.
When there's no pastor, of course, it will be our duty to fulfill all the responsibilities.
牧师来的，我们更加做.
And when pastor comes, we should.
因为有一个带着我们一起做啊.
More because
我做的更多.
Because there's a leader.
做的更有劲.
There's a leader.
我一直做的更大.
Finally, we should do more and do more.
Amen.
Amen.
比较小声一点啦。Amen.
Amen.
啊，这样就对了。
This is the right way to respond.
很多的教会就是受到撒旦的诱惑和欺骗。
So a lot of churches under these temptations and deceiving from Satan.
牧师来了，教会越来越走下坡。
So when pastor come and sometimes it started to descend of the church.
牧师还没有来的时候，大家都在做。
So when pastor's not here, everybody does what they're doing.
牧师来了之后，我看你怎么做。
And then when people,
我们以前好辛苦哎。
When people come,
现在到你辛苦了。
So when pastor come, they become a just a out kind of people just look and didn't do anything. Brother and sister, that's not the right attitude.
你做的时候辛苦, 牧师去做的时候也辛苦的。
So it, I know you have the painstaking to do things, but it's also painstaking for the pastor to do it too.
牧师来说, 大家努力去做, 为主做得更多, 更美, 更大, 这个教会怎么样? 这个教会就越来越大了,
so think about
人就越来越多了。
So think about this, once you have a pastor as a leader, then everybody joined, then the church
becomes
weaker. And that we have a vibrant
church.
So this is something is full of excitement for us.
求主帮助我们。
So may God, pray God help us.
撒旦会欺骗人。
So Satan is a
deceiving people. 约翰福音第八章43节说,
So in John's chapter 8, it says,
第43节, 八章43节, 你们为什么不明白我的话呢? 无非是因你们不能听我的道。
Over here in John chapter 8, verse 43, it says, why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say.
耶稣在讲, 我跟你们讲的话, 你们为什么不明白呢?
So Jesus was saying, I'm telling you things, but it looks like you don't understand me at all.
难道你们听不到我讲的吗?
Did you hear what I say to you?
记得耶稣讲撒种的比喻吗?
Jesus was talking about spreading the seeds.
他讲这个有四个不同的这一个的土壤。
He was talking about four different kinds of soils.
然后他就在讲, 这个种子就好像神的道一样。
The seeds just like God's words.
有一种呢, 就撒在路旁的。
So one of the seeds spreading just like cast on the side of the road.
然后呢, 有飞鸟会把它吃掉。
And the birds will eat that seed.
这个飞鸟是谁呢?
What is this bird?
是谁啊? 撒旦!
The bird is Satan.
所以弟兄姐妹,你就想到说我们在这里听到的时候,
So, brother and sister, when they hear to listen God's word,
有些人听不进去。
So a lot of people, they could not hear.
为什么? 因为他的道被撒旦吃掉了。
Because the words has been devoured by Satan, so they didn't hear God's word.
你没有尝试过去帮助人读圣经啊?
Have you ever tried to help people understand Bible?
帮助人去查经啊?
And help them to study Bible?
很简单的一段经文哦。
And sometimes the passage is really simple.
你就问他, 这个经文讲什么?
And you ask them what it was talked about in the passage.
他讲不出来。
They could not tell what the passage was.
奇怪,这么明显的, 怎么看不到啊?
And a lot of times it's very clear to you, but it's not very clear to the people that read the passage.
他整个思想完全被撒旦。
Because his thought all captive of, by Satan.
等到有一天他完全被主得着的时候,
until one day he was able,
很奇妙的,
he was
seeing God,同样的一段的经文,
then amazingly when you see the same passage,
哇,一大堆的亮光哦,
then you can see a lot of enlightened
眼睛开了,
message arose, and his eyes opened,
耳朵开了,
and his ears is open.
所以撒旦会欺骗人。
So Satan will deceive people.
然后第八章44到45节,
and from John chapter 8, 45 to 47,
也会使到听道的人只是听道不行道。
And a lot of people is tell the truth, but they don't act out the truth.
今天有人会这样想吗?
So would people think about this today?
会,
yeah, indeed.
圣经写得很好。
So what's recorded in the Bible is
讲也讲得很好。
And it's very, very good.
但是我想这个大概做不到。
But a lot of time we think about, I won't be able to do it.
感恩节, 6点钟, 我3点已经要去排队了。
So Thanksgiving, I will go line up just 3 o'clock, 3 hours before 6.
那个不去的是潘牧师一家而已。So
the one that didn't go is Pastor Pan, but most of people will go.
我们听到, 我们要不要行道?
So when we listen to the words, do we need to add up the
words? 甚至说我们听到不行道, 我们自己欺骗自己。
So Bible says, if we listen to the word, but we don't add out the words, then we're deceiving ourselves.
那今天很多的基督徒读圣经,
So nowadays, a lot of Christians start, when Christians studying Bible,
圣经讲圣经的, 我做我的。
So Bible has its own saying, but I have my own.
那如果是这样子, 这个不叫基督徒啊。
So if you do it differently, This is not a true Christian.
基督徒就是跟随基督脚中的人呢。
So Christian are the Christian who walk in the life of Christ.
跟随主脚中的人就是遵守主话语的人。
So people who walk in the steps of Christ is the people that follow Christ's word.
圣经怎么说，我们就怎么做。
So what recorded in the Bible is the way we want to act in this world.
圣经怎么讲，我就怎么行。
So what does Bible says, then we'll act out exactly.
请问在座做父母的，我们是这样教我们的小孩吗？
So I want to ask the parents over here today, is this the way we teach our children?
你是这样教你小孩吗？
Is this the way we teach our children? 我是这样教我的小孩的。 I was teaching my children this way.
我教他跟我在讲道讲的是一样的。
So whatever I teach him, exactly what I preach.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们就是要把神的话活出来。
So brother and sister, we need to act out God's words.
但是很难呢。
But I know it's rather difficult.
因为撒旦在那边试探你呀。
Because on the sidelines is Satan trying to tempt people.
他要淡化神讲的话。
He's trying to confuse us what the truth of God's word.
Yeah, 然后他也在那边诱惑你。
And also he's tempting you.
哎呀，这个世界太美丽了。
So the world is full of wonder and beauty. Why do you want to spend all your time in the church?
他也在欺骗你。
So in time he was deceiving you the truth.
哪里有天堂的？
There is no heaven at all.
你看，弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
所以圣经告诉我们要胜过这些。
So Bible tells us we need to
要胜过撒旦的这些的伎俩。
Win over all these tricks from Satan.
怎么胜过呢？
So how can we win over tricks of Satan?
第一方面， 要穿全副的金装。
The first thing we need to do is we need to have full armor.
以弗所书第六章。
In Ephesians chapter 6.
要有这六样的东西。
We should have this
有真理的带子。
Six articles of armor.
真理的带子当作头盔。
We should have the belt of truth.
要有公义的护心镜。
We should have a breastplate of righteousness.
要有福音的鞋子来做传福音的人。
We should have a shoes of the gospel of peace.
要有信德的盾牌，做什么？要有信心。
So you should have shield of faith.
然后要有救恩的头盔。
So you should have a helmet of the salvation.
让人知道我们是一个蒙恩的人。
So you know that you are a person that has received salvation. And then you would have a sword of the Spirit.
圣灵的宝剑就是唯一的我们的进攻的武器。
So the sword of the Spirit is the one that can use to attack.
很多时候我们做基督徒的，我们都是被打。
So a lot of time we're always in defense of Satan's act. Because he's tempting me.
你不要诱惑我。
And then we're trying to put on defensive react.
他来欺骗你。
When he's trying to.
你不要欺骗我。
Then you are trying to do something to defend that.
但是圣灵的宝剑一剑过去，哎，不一样了。
The sword of the Spirit is going to make a difference.
请问耶稣在受试探的时候，他是怎么胜过的？
So how would Jesus win over this temptation from Satan?
三次都是圣灵的宝剑。
So all these three occurrences always use the sword of spirit to win those temptations.
所以今天我们也要这样子来学习。
So we also need to learn to do this as well today.
当试探来的时候，
When temptation comes,
神的话语即刻出来。
Then God's words will help us to win.
神的话语要出来， 平时要下功夫。
So if we need this Raymond from God, and you need to spend time on understanding God's words.
有听过书到用时方恨少。
So you a lot of time you know that when you're trying to use something, you don't have it at all.
所以平时就要学习， 主日学、查经班、灵修、祷告。
So daily basis, and you learn God's words through Bible studies, through fellowships, through things, all the opportunity you could have.
第二方面，圣经教导我们怎么胜过撒旦。
So second aspect of how to win over Satan is
我们要警醒祷告，马太福音第26章41节。
To be on alert and pray in Matthew chapter 26:41.
圣经讲得很清楚，当时主耶稣基督，他就是在客西马利园的时候。
So the Bible recorded very clearly Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane very fervently before he was being captured.
他知道这个征战非常的激烈。
He know that this war is going to be very fierce.
他也告诉他的门徒，你们要警醒辨识。
So he asked the disciple need to be watch and on alert.
第三方面。
Third thing,
雅各书第四章第七节说要抵挡魔鬼。
And then according to James chapter 4, 17, you need to defend yourself against Satan.
我们来读一下。第二情，故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
Submit yourself then to God. Resist devil and you will flee from the devil.
所以我们一定要抵挡魔鬼。
So we need to resist and defend ourselves against devil.
必须要看透他的试探。
So you need to really understand, be able to tell his tricks.
看透他的这个诱惑。
Have a crystal understanding about what his temptation is going to be.
看透他欺骗的这一套东西。
Understand all his tactics and tricks in deceiving people and tempting people.
我给你们看一张图片，下一张。
I want to show you a picture.
下一张图片。那这张图片呢，很有意思。
So this is a very, very interesting picture over here. I'm showing over here.
就是在几年前在国内发生的一个很全国性的一个问题。
You probably know what happened a couple years ago. It happened in China on the street.
大题就是老人跌倒该不该扶。
So it was something about when a senior citizen fell on the street. Do you want to help him out at all?
该不该扶？
Do you need to do that on the street?
你们都看过我。
No questions.
Yes. 很多人就跟我们一样了，就是看来看去啊。
So a lot of time just become.
所以有人就看到老人家跌倒了就去扶嘛。
So a lot of people that didn't do things to help the senior citizen.
就有人就看到老人跌倒他就去扶嘛。
A lot of people come.
有人 there are somebody.
Someone that actually helped out the citizen.
Actually do that. 结果怎么样？结果被告。
Or then he was being persecuted.
被告什么？是你推我下去跌倒了。
And it become that because you push me, actually the one that caused me.
你明白吗？所以变成说，就没有人敢扶了。
So no one's.
我来扶你，这个变成是你说我推你呀。
So a lot of time people don't.
我哪里有啊？我是来帮你的。
So a lot of people don't want to do it because there's outcome for you to help him out, but then.They're gonna persecute you that you actually caused him to fall in China.
将要不要扶呢?
So, at the outcome is, do you want to help the senior citizen when he falls?
啊，所以我很喜欢这张照片。
So I really like this.
要扶之前先拍一张照。
So, before you help the citizen out, you need to have a picture.
然后这张照是告诉你看他已经流血了啊。
And you'll be able to document that.
所以你本来就已经流血了啊，不是我推你，你才流血的。
So you document that a person was injured before you help him out.
那以后呢，才来帮他。
And then afterwards you'll help him.
这个太滑稽了嘛。
This is some kind of like pretty ridiculous when you're trying to help people like this.
如果你要更滑稽的，我告诉你，当时政府还出了一大堆的这个文告，说你要帮的时候要一二三四五六七八九十。
It's even ridiculous. That's a 10-step.
哇，我看到我差点晕倒了。
So there was even ridiculous. The 10-step procedure published by government that this is a 10-step you need to follow before you help.
等到你去帮他，他已经到那边去了。
But by the time you're helping out, he may be already in severe condition. So it's kind of sometimes you just don't know.
圣经说什么？米迦书第六章第八节。
So what does the Bible say?
回去刚才那边。米迦书第六章第八节，圣经说要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
So in Micah's chapter 6:8 says, you need to add out the righteousness and have mercy.
神要基督徒有怜悯的心。
So as Christian to have a merciful heart.
基督徒看到老人家跌倒，先拍照，然后我们才救他。
So if you're a Christian, do you actually going to be do that, taking a picture first before you help people? No.
帮助人好里面是神的教导。
Helping people have a merciful heart is God's teaching.
我过去有大概两三年的时间，我去一个在中国非常偏远的地方，在广西的山上。
So a couple years ago, I went to a remote area in Guangxi province in China.
一个少数民族叫做壮族的这个的村落。
So it's in this trial, it's one of this minority, it's called
生活条件非常不好。
They have a very, very poor living condition.
我们去主要我们就是帮助那边的儿童。
So what I went over there is really help the children over there in the tribe.
有好几百个的儿童。
There was hundreds of children in the tribe.
这些儿童呢，没有太多人好好的培养帮助他们。
So there's not many people help these hundreds of children.
因为他们的父母本身都非常的穷困。
Because their own parents are all very poor.
好多孩子没有机会上学。
So a lot of children, they don't even have opportunity to go to school.
所以我们就配合一个的机构，就是把一些的钱帮助他们，让他们去上学，更重要的让他们来学圣经。
So we collaborate with the organization, we'll be able to help them to go to school. And one other thing we do is help them to read Bible and study Bible.
当中有好一些的儿童非常可怜，是孤儿。
So there's a numerous of children among them, they are orphans.
以前我认识的孤儿是没有父母的，叫做孤儿。
So a lot of time, the orphan, quote unquote orphan, the one that understands the children that doesn't have parents.
后来我对这个孤儿的定义重新改写。
Now, after this event, I redefined what orphans are.
他们有父母，但是父母不要他们。
Orphans are the children, they have parents, but parents have forsaken them.
为什么？其中一个原因，他们都是有残缺的。
Because they all are some kind of, they all handicapped.
所以你们知道，从国内来的有残缺的小孩。 好多的父母就不要，因为负担太大了。
So you know that a lot of parents that forsake the handicapped children because it's such a financial burden to bring them up.
结果就把他们丢下，自己一个人在那边。So
they forsake those handicapped children, just leave them alone.
感谢主，有基督徒的好撒玛利亚人，就去到这些山里面，把这一些被丢去的孤儿，把他们带起来。
So thanks to God that we have good Samaritan as Christian family, we're able to help them out and with these children.
所以我们就跟这些人配合。
So we'll work with them, we collaborate with them to help these children.
弟兄姐妹，国内现在的情况是贫富悬殊。
So brothers and sisters, we know that nowadays in China, there's a big gap between the rich and the poor.
但是我们看到这些需要的地方。
So when you see things that needed in those areas, who can help them out?
我也曾经看过一本书，啊，可以再多两张 slide， 这边就写。I've
read a book before.
英文的 A Hole in the Bible.
It's the Hole in the Bible.
这个是这个 World Vision 的啊，这个 CEO 啊，叫做 Richard Stern 他所写的这本书。
So this one's published by the chairman of this World Vision.
他说今天我们的福音有一个破洞。
He says there's a hole in our gospel.
这个破洞就是我们没有去做怜悯人的工作。The
hole is we didn't do anything that full of merciful.
我们讲很多道理。
We talk about a lot of theories and things in the Bible.
但是实际上，这些真正有需要的人、需要帮助的人。 我们是否真的有去做呢？
But do we do things to help those people who are in need?
所以求主帮助我们，真的能够在这个时代。
So pray God that we're able to do something in this world.
能够兴起来。
We can
帮助那些有需要的人。
We can establish people that help those people in need.
感谢主，当教会有牧师的时候，我们可以为主做更大更美的事。
So praise the Lord, now we have pastor in our church, we can do mighty things for God.
我们可以成为主更大的军队，不但只是在这个地方 ，Mississauga Southbank 这个地方，可能要去到更远的地方，为主做更美的工作。
So not only we have a strong army in here in the fortress, we can also extend to other states, other places, become a bigger army.
我们可以感觉到主要来的日子近了。
We know that God's the day of God's coming is near.
今天你可能也不需要到很远的地方去做福音的工作，在我们周围就很多的机会。
Nowadays you don't have to go to a very far places to do God's work. It's just all around us.
但是我不是说我们不需要去，我乃是说在我们周边也有。
I didn't mean that we don't have to do mission in other places, but we know that there's a lot of opportunity around us.
神把好多好多中国大陆的这些的学子游子把他带到美国来。
God had bring a lot of scholars, students into United States.
过去的5到5年, 特别是5年,
in the past 5 years,
从中国来的学生跟学者, double, 双倍,
the number of people coming from China as a student or scholar has been doubled.
所以我们就发现到这个是神给我们一个非常好的机会。
So this is really a great opportunity that God has given us.
我相信在我们这里附近的一些的大学的地方也有这种类似的一种的现象。
So we will observe this kind of situation in the church, in the college among us.
让我们起来帮助他们。
So that stand up and help those people.
让我们起来关心他们。
That's have time to care for them.
让我们起来把他们带到神的家。
So we can bring them to the family of God.
让他们认识主的福音。
So they can know God's gospel.
让他加入我们的军队。
So he become part of our army.
为主做更大更美的事。
And do good works and good things for God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让你自己的话语。
That your words will exist in our hearts.
当离开这个地方的时候,
when we depart from here,
我们充满信心, 充满主自己的恩膏,
we're full of faith, we're full of blessing from you, Lord. We can fulfill things that you have bestowed on us to do.
这样祷告,
this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.